You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Quantic. Quantic's online MBA and executive MBA degree programs are designed mobile-first, with interactive micro-lessons and individualized feedback every 8 seconds. Don't settle for old-school slides and lectures. Engage with the modern MBA and experience the future of education. Go to quantic.edu/wired for more. Florida tops 500,000 cases, Novavax delivers promising results, and Clorox wipes may be out until 2021. Here's what you should know. Florida has become the second state in the nation, following California, to cross the 500,000 mark for COVID-19 cases. For the past 7 days, the state has averaged a record 185 deaths per day. A Phase 1 trial involving 131 participants for Novavax's COVID-19 vaccine candidate showed encouraging early results. According to Novavax, the vaccine produced neutralizing antibodies at a higher rate than even those seen in recovered patients. In an earnings call, Clorox company president Linda Rendle said the company likely won't be able to fully restock Clorox wipes in stores until 2021. This is due to the pandemic, the upcoming cold and flu season, and the increased demand in healthcare facilities. It also doesn't help that many companies make wipes using polyester spun lace, a key ingredient needed to make PPE. Finally, here's today's one question. What actually is a coronavirus? It's a family of viruses that predominantly affect animals, but in rare cases can spread to humans. The viruses can cause respiratory problems, fever, and other issues. The strain of coronavirus that has sparked this global pandemic is COVID-19. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.